All right. Welcome to Stake Podcast, the student edition with the lovely, the smart, the chef herself, Evody. Evody, welcome to Stake.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome. It's great having you today and we can't wait to just hear from you and learn from you, Evody.
No problem.
Before we get into the matter of things, Evody, could you kindly share with us, tell us a bit about yourself, what you do, and what you're studying?
Okay. So my name is Evody. I'm originally from Congo DRC and reside in Cape Town, South Africa. I studied pastry chef, so that's what I'm currently doing as well. Yeah.
Awesome. All the way from the DRC, but resided here in South Africa and studying pastry.
Yes.
Chef.
Yes.
Could you kindly share with us what sparked the interest for you to study pastry chef?
That's a good question. I think I remember when I came in South Africa, I just remembered that we didn't have a lot of like sweet stuff back in Congo, and moving here there was just so many sweet things that you can just put into your mouth and different type of pastry. Mm-hmm. And I was just so shocked and I was like, wow, I was so intrigued by it. And just watching also TLC Cake Boss, I was also so like just intrigued by everything. And I was like, I want to do that as well one mm-hmm, day, mm-hmm. You know? So, and that's what made me, you know, pursue this career. Yeah.
Awesome. So it's for you, it was more like, it was the passion from the word go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So for someone who doesn't quite know what is a pastry chef, mm-hmm. wondering what, they just think a chef is a chef.
Right.
Could you kindly just talk us through what a pastry chef is all about?
Sure, no problem. So as a pastry chef, we mainly focus on like the dessert.
Yeah.
And so like the sweet things, the baking, the cakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly things like after you have dinner, then you have like something sweet at the end. So we kind of do that. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys are the ones who always give us the sweet stuff, you know.
So true.
You know, after you have given us the food, we have eaten, like, uh-huh. Yeah, wait, enjoy some more.
Yeah.
So where are you studying this course, if I may ask?
So I studied my course at Capsicum Culinary Studio.
Shout out Capsicum.
Which is located in Soul Trevor. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where I did it.
Sweet. So how is the course like? What's the structure, mm-hmm. For one who is studying at Capsicum? How long do you study?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is required for you to study there, right. And stuff like that?
So the requirements, I would say, so I studied consumer studies, mm-hmm. in high school. So I think that also kind of prepared me for this course as well. And I also was doing like self-learning things on YouTube, how mm-hmm. to do a cake and all that stuff. And that also just kind of helped me as well to get into this industry. So you can study a year, 2 years or more. So I decided to study like a year course,
mm-hmm.
Just focusing on the pastry and baking section. So that's what I did. But if you would like to, you can do an advanced one as well.
An advanced, yes. Is a diploma, certificate, or degree?
I think it's a degree.
Yeah.
I think it's a degree. I think you just like a year is just like the basic,
yes.
Like the what you must know when you go into industry and all that, and when you move forward, you like get to know how to work with like chocolates,
yes.
And, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah.
You know, someone would think of it just like, okay, it's just cooking, but you're mentioning that it's studying.
No. You have to study. You need to know like the ingredients that you're using, and you need to know your measurements as well. So you can't just like go into it like it's very, with pastry, it's very like, if you make a mistake while you like baking, everything is gonna flop. Wallace says when you're cooking, you can still add like a little water if it's like there's too much salt, mm-hmm. and if there's like less salt, like you can add more. But Wallace in like pastry, mm-hmm. if there's a mistake, like one mistake somewhere, you have to start over.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
How do you compare actually studying tapestry from back in the day, as you mentioned that you love doing this at home?
Mm-hmm.
How do you compare the practicality of doing it at home and doing it as a course?
Okay. So doing it at home, for some people, like you don't like have all like the resources or all the equipment that you need to like bake.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like have like a lot much skills in it, but as when you go into industry, like you go into a kitchen where everything is there for you.
Yeah.
So if you need like a spatula or whisk or molds, like everything is already there.
Yes.
So you get to have those resources and you get to like upskill yourself, get more experience. And when you're at home, you only like teach yourself like from what you see, you know, like on YouTube or like from what you read. But Wallace in an institution, you are taught like what you need to know when you go in the industry. So yeah.
It sounds like the course is very practical based, right?
Yes.
So now, what about the theory? Is it is there a lot of theory as well in the course?
There is a lot of theory. There is a lot of theories in terms of like the terms that you need to know, the ingredients that you're using, like what the things that you are baking, you know, you need to know the names of all of the stuff. You need to know what you're using to make your stuff. So there is a lot that goes into it. There's also like a little bit of maths that goes into it. So you need to calculate the cost of like buying your ingredients and then like how much from there you'll need to, you know, to make it. And if you'll be like, what will be like the loss, the gain, the profit, you know, all that stuff. So yeah.
The math that we thought we left at high school.
Exactly. Yeah, it always follows us. It will follow you everywhere. Yeah.
So in what industry would one expect themselves to go to if they study tapestry?
Pastry.
Pardon me.
In like what field do they need to go in?
Let's say I study this and tomorrow I want to advance with it career-wise.
Okay.
Where do I expect to see myself?
So you can do an internship. So there is like a lot of places that are willing to, you know, like to teach you, you know, to prepare you for that, like in the industry when you want to start working. So I did my internship at One and Only Hotel. So that's where I kind of like got more skills, like the things like I thought I knew, like at the institution, like you get more advanced in the industry, so you know what you are preparing yourself for, you know, in the like a real job. So yeah.
Oh, you say a real job.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because just to ask, in terms of the stuff that you learn to cook, right? And what you at varsity or at your institution and what you learned whilst you're working at One and Only Hotel, as you mentioned, how would you compare the structure, the system, while studying and while actually working in
the industry? So in the institution, when you are baking and doing your practical, you're doing it just like for the shift, like days and for yourself, and you can take the rest of the other stuff for family at home. But like when you're in industry, you are preparing things for international people, you know, local people, people outside you don't know.
Yes.
So like that's the difference, you know. And like in the institution, the things that you are preparing is like more advanced, you know. You need to know how to plate your pastries, you know, so that people like will enjoy what they eating. While it's like in a institution, you're just making, you know, you're just making this up, but in the industry you need to like plate it properly,
yeah,
make sure it's like pleasing to the eye and that it tastes well as well, you know, and you like, so yeah,
that is very important. That true. Part, it tastes well as well.
Yeah, true. So yeah,
I think we've spoken a bit, you spoke about industry, mm-hmm. and you mentioned as well you work in an hotel. Did yes. you ever have an experience maybe be in a restaurant, and mm-hmm. how would you compare working in a restaurant mm-hmm. if you had
yeah.
from working at an hotel?
Mm-hmm. So that's a good question. So I did work as well at the restaurant, and I would say
why the giggle?
That's, there is another experience on its own,
yeah,
because I feel like with the restaurant it's very like a fast space kind of thing. Like, you see when you put on your CV, you work under pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, you will have to act it in the restaurant. You will have to act it. You know, when it's quiet in the restaurant, yeah. that's fine. But when it gets busy, you will be spinning. You will be everywhere. And you need to remember, like, the orders that are coming in mm-hmm. and the people that booked. So you have, like, different plating as well. So that's kind of like, yeah, you are everywhere. While it's in a hotel,
yeah.
it's kind of like a smooth space. You already have a list of, like, what needs to be prepared, what's going on for breakfast and mm-hmm. all that. And, like, there's so many people. So, like, everybody's given a toss, you know,
yeah.
and it's kind of like smooth. But when it is busy, it, yeah. like, it's busy, but you don't feel it as like in a restaurant where you just like everywhere and spinning, where you get like orders from different people, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah,
that's quite interesting. Yeah. It just, in simple terms, sounds like in a restaurant things are very fast paced, and then at hotel it's still,
that's
small.
Where I've worked, there's probably a restaurant that are chilled, you know, and but yeah, where I've worked is just yeah.
You mentioned that back in your school days mm-hmm. you had business studies
mm-hmm.
and then you mentioned that business studies was very
consumer studies. It's okay.
Consumer studies
wow. Yes.
Consumer studies, yes. and was beneficial in you yeah, studying this yeah. course. Are there any other subjects that you would recommend for someone in high school right now who wants to pursue this course?
First, I would say, yes, consumer studies, very important.
Yeah.
I was really excited when I was done with, like, right now, I was like, yes, I get to pick now consumer studies. But don't get deceived. There is a lot of reading. But, like, the fun part is, like, the baking and cooking part that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And another course that I would say is, like, maths. Because, like, when you do go into baking, there is a lot of maths that's yeah. also involved in terms of, like, costing, measurements. Mm-hmm. So you need to know your grams, your kilograms, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's very important as well when you're, like, going into that career.
I presume the fact that you mentioned costing and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it means that a part of it has caused you to start off a business already. You're cooking and you're selling cupcakes here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I also, like, just started a small business as well, like in 2022 in yeah. Feb. It's been like something that I've wanted to do for quite a long time.
Yes.
But I couldn't do it because I like, the thing that got me motivated the most is, like, when I first bought, like, my first equipment, like mm-hmm, my baking tray mm-hmm. and measuring cups and everything, that got me, you know, that pushed me to mm-hmm. actually start that business. But because, like, when I didn't buy, like, all the stuff, I was just so lazy. But I kept telling myself, like, I need to start, like, I
yes,
need to start.
Yeah.
So buying this thing made me feel like, yo, I'm excited to do something now. And that's when I started my Vovo Bakery.
Shout out Vovo Bakery.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram as well if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I mainly do, like, cakes, waffles, cupcakes, you know, all, like, the sweet things. You can just call me.
Awesome. Yeah. You know where you want to, if you are looking for
a wedding cake, a birthday cake,
you know yeah. where to call.
Yes. Yeah.
Seeing that you are also an entrepreneur, so yes. means you're in the business,
yes.
And also compare with what you've studied,
yes, yes.
How would you say that your course has helped you in the business?
Okay, I would say maybe like, because I started like baking on my own before I started like the course. And like, I think starting like baking at home and me wanted to go into it professionally, like that's what like, how do I say this? Motivated me to know, like go into it professionally and study like pastry chefs. So yeah, I first started at it at home and I was like, I want to go into it professionally. And so that's when I pursued that career. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
I think what I was also asking is that, you know, oftentimes, sometimes you can be a carpenter, you learn to be a carpenter or plumber at home, maybe because a relative of you taught you that. But when you go to study, you begin to see that this has sharpened your skill. You begin to know why we do certain things, and your craft becomes very good.
In
a sense, in your experience, as studying pastry,
yes,
probably help you how in your business, maybe in how you deliver certain things compared to delivered before studying.
No.
What way has it, if it has done, what way has that happened?
That's a very good question, because so when I decided that I wanted to go into it professionally was mainly to like advance the way that I do my business and the way that I do my cakes, and it did help me quite a lot. I saw the mistakes that I was doing before and how I could fix it afterwards, because when I used to like just stack my cake on top of one another and I didn't know how to frost it, but when I went into industry and I saw how they did it, and I was like, okay, now I can add that to my business and kind of, you know, improve the way I do cake as well, in a professional way as well, you know, because I am selling this to people. It's not just something I do at home and I'm giving to my family. So that helped me quite a lot. So it's just the way I used to do things, I now do it differently.
Awesome. When are you graduating?
I am going to graduate in June 2024, so this year.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited.
Awesome. So with the graduation coming, what are the career goals?
Hopefully... I'm starting my new job very soon. I'm really excited about that. So hopefully, like, seeing myself in a few years being, you know, promoted to CDP or chef de pastry, like a head chef, you know. So I'm excited. Hopefully we like I'm just trusting God, you know, where he's leading me, and hopefully my business, you know, just grow as well from there. So yeah.
Awesome. Let's take a journey, track back to where you came from and where you are right now, and fast forward to where you are right now. What advice have you got for that Evody who was still in high school, still trying to figure her life out, and what should I do after matric?
Right.
Or any individual out there who's in matric or in grade 9, so trying to figure out what to do. They're like, no, university is not for me. I want to go do something else.
Right.
What advice have you got for them?
I personally would advise like myself and them to take a gap year, because I didn't get that chance to take a gap year. And I feel like it's a very much needed thing, because I feel like after high school, you know, you kind of like you were so stressful, like with all the exam going on, and now you need to figure out what you want to study next. And I just think like taking a gap year will allow you to just rest and to just like figure out, okay, do I want to go into this? Do I want to pursue this? And you know, maybe you can even go into like industry and just like, can I get like an internship or like just experience, you know? They don't even have to pay, just to see, you know, what will, you know, you love doing, and, you know, kind of see what really is your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that's one of the advice that I would give. And really start small. Like, mm-hmm. let's say you want, like, to be a baker. Like, look up YouTube videos, try to do something at home, give it to your family, you know, give it to, like, your friend to taste and be like, if they really like it and you think, like, you're really good in it, then you can pursue that. Or let's just say you want to do, like, mechanic or whatever, you know, start small, you know, help your dad out, like, with the car, fixing something, and then you see, oh, this is really what I want to do. Then you go into it. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Awesome.
My advice, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So take a gap year, take some time to stop, reflect on your life and see what you should be doing with your life after that. So everybody, thank you so much for your time. I really had a great time interviewing you. You have been a mouthful, you have been a blessing.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully one day we will interview you as a CEO or
Thank you so much.
The boss of that Volvo.
I receive it. Thank you so much. So
awesome, man. So thank you and peace.
Peace. Thank you. Yeah.